Okay. Are we streaming? Okay.
Hello. Yeah, we are now.
All right. Is Brian, can I talk, is Brian, is he there? Is he just quiet?
Yeah, I mean, like, he just got in the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say hi, that's all.
Well, snap, one, four, three,
test. One,
go.
two, two, two. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Pheebs. I can just barely hear you. Let's see.
Oh, that's because these are turned down, my fault.
Sees the headphone monitors here.
Which one are you?
I'm three here. Yep,
Oh,
just.
can you still hear?
Yep. Yep, that's it.
Checking now. Better.
Yep, that's definitely me.
Cool.
So,
We're
test.
having a super chill Friday,
That's
so.
just a headset.
That sounds great to me.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're both running a little tired today, so it's been a long week.
Yeah, seriously, for me too, and I mean that, especially long week. In fact, my
Word.
week is, I don't know when it, but I can't remember when it began because I worked all the way through the weekend. I think I was telling you I had a big photo shoot at
Right,
Forge
right.
Project. Yeah, it was just balls to the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, yeah, so Shahi, so obviously we don't have a big showing today. Shahi's holding it down. He's picked out music basically for the show today. We figure we'll just introduce you as our guest and ourselves. And then I think we can kind of do a combination of talking a little bit, sort of like the conversation we had on Monday. Not necessarily get into the details of us going to the school, but the concepts that we were talking about, and just kind of have a conversation again about that, and then just break it up, play some music, and also we could also talk about, the other aspects of your life, being an artist and a musician, if you want to talk about that at all.
It
That's
all sounds
awesome.
perfect, Phoebes. Yeah, it sounds perfect. And yeah, Shahia, whatever you can, of course, I take whatever direction, whatever, if you need music, it sounds like you got all the music hooked up. Yeah, I actually just want to hear what you're playing. I just posted not long ago on Instagram that my SoundHound is like full of stuff I've heard from this show. So I rely on the
Cool.
show to get music.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
How much you want to hear that I picked? How much of the music do you want to hear that I picked?
How much or what?
What do you want to hear, and how much of it do you want to hear of what I picked for the show?
Oh, I'll let you make the call. I don't know what the normal ratio really is. It seems like it kind of varies, right? Like on the Clubhouse radio, like how much
Yeah.
music versus conversation. I don't care.
It depends on, sometimes it just depends on how I feel and if
Yes.
it's just me and no interview, or it depends if I have an interview.
I like, Shahi, I think sometimes we get in this trap of like it's one or the other, like we have a music show or a guest is it, so we have to talk. But I think today's a fun way to test just like, oh, the conversation kind of feels like it's slowing down. All right, let's take a song break. Let's listen to a song together, and kind of mix it up because you got a lot of great songs picked. And like, what do you got? Six, seven? So that includes a
Seven.
closeout and an intro. So it's kind of like two or three
Oh,
songs
I
per
also
segment
forgot
you
something.
could work in.
That gives me a good idea. Yeah, that sounds great.
Something.
Do feel free to play it by ear and call it when you want to cut to music, Shahi, you know?
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
Cool.
If someone is talking too much, that sounds mean, but I
Yo,
mean.
Shahi, I listened back to the show you did with Noah, like it was the day that y'all dropped in kind of cold, like you were kind of running late, like didn't have a plan. It was like the best show ever. But you did that Knock Knock Joe transition to the music. That was so good. Noah was like, "Hey, let's do Knock Knock jokes." So they're doing their Knock Knock jokes, and then Shahi was like, "Did I don't know exactly how he did it, but it was like
Anything's
set
fine.
up
It was
with
something.
the song."
Let's go help you.
So,
and like none of us knew it was coming. So he's like, knock, knock, who's there? And he's like doing the artist. And then he like played the song into it. It was just like,
I don't know how I realized to do it. And I don't know when I started doing this, but it's weird. When we like, when it turns six, like, I don't know. Like, I start forcing myself to have energy. And then after my mic mutes, like, I get so tired again. Like,
forcing you yourself to have energy?
I wish I could have energy sometimes. Right now, I'm trying to share if I'm being honest. School drained me. There was no one at school. It was extremely quiet. Yeah, I want
to
sleep.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school in Hudson.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just mostly tired.
Yeah, Shahi was telling me that there was like a social media school shooting scare that they like sent.
I used to do this. It goes news update. No. Better weather.
It starts with.
Right? And then.
It's the daily news first.
Thank you.
And then the better weather. And the news update 6:30.
Daily news. And then. Better weather.
Then better weather. And then you open the show.
I do
this
every time.
I know, it's hilarious.
I don't know like when I start forgetting this. Like.
Sometimes something gets mixed in your brain in a way that you just can't undo it. I've got a couple things like that.
I used to be able to just know it off rip.
Yeah. You know, like, it doesn't matter how experienced you are. Yeah, totally.
So, Shahi, you make music, or you do...
I make music.
What all do you do?
I rap. I would like to make beats. My friend makes beats. I need to know how.
I was just gonna ask who, what do you rap on?
Just beats I find on YouTube.
Stuff on YouTube.
Yeah. Do you have a way to make beats? Do you have software or something for that? We could probably hook you up with that at the clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking over. You guys have a nice machine interface and Focusrite pre's and stuff over there. I don't know if you've seen Phoebs. I'm standing in front of two brand new pair of headphones that look pretty nice here.
Nice, nice. The track yeah. Studio.
Oh, okay. So this is track stuff. Okay.
It doubles, yeah. Track Studio and then Radio Lab. Yeah.
I gotta say, it's really impressive. Yeah. It's cool.
Well, I haven't seen it in a minute. Actually, y'all gotta send me some pictures or some.
Oh yeah, I will.
Everything's always evolving.
Well, if you ever want any beats with no pressure, I have them. Do you need stuff with like steady?
I like things with bass.
Steady, like rhythm or?
I need something with an 808 and a good bass.
Oh, okay. You like dark stuff. Okay.
Like, it depends on my mood. Like something like I could vibe to something like this. I could vibe to something like this. Or I could just switch everything up and be like, I want something like this. I mean, like I could do something like that or like this. Or
yeah, it's time to play the music.
Like, yeah.
This is really good radio right now, just you like auditioning different beats and talking over.
Yeah, I've done it before. I like all types.
Y'all can redo this moment during the show for sure.
Yeah, would you like to be asked about your work on the radio? Because I mean, I'm, you know, sincerely curious. Okay, cool. Well, Thieves, you know, this is one thing that probably definitely worth bringing up is today on the show is I got approached by yet another principal today. Another school principal. Yeah, this New Lebanon.
Okay, great.
Basically, yeah, definitely. The same kind of inquiry. But
very cool. Very cool. Okay.
See, I'll bring that up. Oh, that.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good segue just into, you know, hey, there's demand for this kind of information.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just talk about what it is and what we're thinking. And yeah, that sounds great. That's really exciting news, though.
It is. It's getting really real, Phoebes. You know, it's getting very real very quickly. It's really something to pick up the phone and have a principal asking. It's like a principal who's younger than me, too. You know, I still have this idea of principals in my head as these untouchable figures.
Totally.
And here I am, you know.
yeah, you're like, you want me to advise you? Okay.
Right. And, of course, the THC tobacco thing is all twisted. And that's even my agency. Nobody really knows what talking points to put out there, right?
I don't even know what's the issue there, just THC cigarettes like in schools.
As a grantee of the Bureau of Tobacco Control, how do we, you know, what's our line, right, on cannabis
and gotcha.
All that, you know.
That's interesting too. You can bring that up too.
Yeah, definitely.
Curious for Shahi's thoughts about that too. Just like different perspectives on those two substances. They're so different. It's really complicated to try to treat in the same way. Like, other than the fact that, like, yeah, you're inhaling something in your lungs and that's something to be concerned about. It's like they do very different things. Like, one is medicinal, one is very much not.
Both are arguably not so great for the, you know, for the adolescent brain. And
And it was interesting, actually. I had a conversation with somebody who was working with the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition.
Maybe Molly.
Early on.
Molly Stinchfield, maybe.
It was this black man. I can't remember his name, and I don't remember if I've seen him as connected with this stuff since then. I don't know if he stuck it out with them, but he was bringing up the import. Like, he was kind of concerned in some ways about like crossing over their space, because he was like, I really feel it's important for, you know, these teenagers we're working with to like be okay being in a like therapeutic relationship with marijuana. Like, I don't want to play explaining that to people. Like, you know, really strong feeling that like it was a culturally important, you know, kind of resource and therapy for the black community, especially specifically, you know, so like add that layer in there. There's a lot to it that's complicated.
Phoebe, you're being summoned here. Phoebe's
summoning
me. I have food. I will probably be eating. But I ain't eat nothing and I'm tired of shit.
Yeah, you have 10 minutes before the show. Everything's set up. Like, now's your moment.
What I need is a water bottle.
Just don't get it on the computer. You know the deal. What are you eating?
Mickey D's.
Word. Well, what from Mickey D's? That's not specific enough.
Nuggets and fries.
Ah, okay. Nuggets. Always a great choice. What kind of dipping sauce?
Phoebes, where are you stationed Bobby again? Page. I forget. I'm trying to picture where you are in these satellite times here.
I am currently in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I am at my partner's parents' house.
Okay.
But my partner and I just purchased a house in Vermont with them. That is our first and full-time home that we're settling into, and then a kind of a retirement transition, really transition. I mean, both his folks are well past retirement, but a transition home for them also. So it's kind of a big adventure. I'll be moving to Vermont full-time the end of next week.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts Vermont?
Groton is the town, and it's like an 45 minutes due east of Montpelier.
Okay.
So we're kind of like, you're starting to tip into Northeast Kingdom a little bit, but it's central Vermont. Are you familiar with Vermont?
I like Vermont. Go up there at least two or three times a year. Yeah, and a little bit with Northeast Kingdom.
Yeah.
I'm an outdoors person, fishing person too.
The town we bought our place in is Groton State Park is right there, and it's awesome. Oh man, it's a lake system based on like large ponds and one lake, I think. And just like tons of boating and swimming and beautiful campsites, and yeah, it's really cool. So we're excited about that.
Lovely. So you're like almost bordering parkland and wilderness.
It's amazing. We're in like wilderness, truly. Oh, like and we know that we're surrounded by preserved land in a specific way that we were really looking for. Like, we couldn't find what we wanted in New York. I would have loved to be in New York, but like the combination of like what we really wanted long term. I'm thinking long term, right? I'm trying to survive climate change long term here. Like, I gotta think big picture.
Yes,
that's
very astute. Yes.
Yeah. So we're thinking, you know, it was like that. And just the politics, like having, you know, just feeling safer around policing and access to medical marijuana, all sorts of things just made Vermont add up to making a whole lot of sense. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we got a farmhouse with a barn and we got a farm.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, okay. So I have a much better idea. Okay. Okay. Great. Thanks.
Yeah. Totally.
Much better idea now.
And then, you know, hopefully come spend like chunks of time, do residencies in the summer with y'all, you know.
I see.
I grew up, I know, that's where I grew up.
You said you grew up in like Gilboa or something like that, right?
Yeah. I grew up in Gilboa. Okay. Yeah. Well, I started my journey in, let's see. I lived a lot of places as a kid. I was born in Kingston. My folks lived in Kerhonkson. Then moved to Hunter, then we lived in Roxbury, then we lived in Gilboa. Yeah, so bounced around a little bit, but Gilboa was where I graduated. Yeah, so I did Delaware County.
But you're, sorry, go ahead, Chahi.
Sorry to interrupt y'all, great conversation, but,
Oh, it's 5:58.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yo, my phone had frozen on 5:50. I was living in a universe where it's 5:50 forever. Okay. Cool. All right, sound engineer, I'll shut up. It's all you.
You're going to be my host.
I'm co-hosting with you. All right.
I got a host. Is that cool?
I just want you to do the transitions in on the music, just like music down. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. This is your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money. I'm kicking it over to my host Phoebe, so however you want to do, you can kick it over to me as fast as you want. Can you just start the transition?
All right, that's it. All right,
okay. Yeah,
you could do me a favor and talk for me, right?
Yes, yeah, test, testing 1, 2. How's it sound? You like the closer mic technique?
Sounds great for me.
So, okay, I prefer no proximity effect. I usually try to stay a little bit back. Okay. As much as I want to sound authoritative.
Well, I'm going to mute my mic and then I'm going to mute your mic. Yeah.
Yep.
See you, Phoebe.
This is news and stuff. And this segment's like 12, 15 minutes or something like that. You ever seen a tongue with a gold chain? I'd rather sing about the same things that we claim. Such as bashful, but like a task force. Mobbing on the streets and robbing swords and scheme ass, bruh. That's for peace and a riot to bring violence. Cause it's a game of cat and mouse and you gon' bleed silent. What's the justice in saying? Get and grab the pump. And kill a woman with many children makes you a chump. Look in all the stores you reckon, I reckon. Think about the people who own it for about a second. I know you got your problem, but brother, they got theirs. This is not a gang, cause violence and grow fair, but show. You'd rather hear me say, black prejudice, let's murder different races, throw hatred and form irrelevant views and accept but not thrown. Damage them lies blown, oblivion, all cold, oblivious. I won't dare say that you should stop the ignorance, murder ops, killing. I'd enjoy the thrill of it. Bathing blood of officers, different corpses, offering them, auction them, don't you bark at them, murder them, never heard of them. I could preach the peace, but say f them, preach the murder, cause this ain't life that we live in. Go ahead and grab the extension, get up another one, uncle, cousin, brothers, and glory to all the chosen ones that will rid you of innocence. But in a sense, innocent will soon behold the ignorance, blasphemous, killing our own, murdering black.
We see, I see, death before the children, white guys and white girls hanging from the buildings.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. I am your host / sound engineer, DJ Sean Money, and I am also with...
Yo, Oh, it's Phoebs in the house.
Right.
Good to be with y'all.
Right. Now, we got a special guest today. I don't know how you want to introduce yourself. It's up to you.
Yeah, hi. People often... Oh, I think I need my mic up. Yeah.
Oh, my apologies. Well, I'm still a little sleepy.
It's a real privilege to be here. My name is Brian Zimmerman. Most people call me Mr. Z. BZ, actually. I love being called BZ. I've been called that forever.
BZ.
Cool. Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah. What's up, BZ? All right.
Oh,
cool.
No, I like that. That gives me a sense of comfort when I hear that. It takes me all the way back to like fourth grade and on. I'm from Tobacco Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. And it's wonderful to be here. I'm a fan of the show, have been for years.
Got a favorite
all
episode.
Right, y'all. Well, if you're tuning in with us, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio from the Catskill Clubhouse. We're live on Main Street, tuning into you every Friday at 6 p.m. But as we always do, before we kick off our show, you get to listen to us and our great music and all of our brilliant ideas. We got to play you a little bit of local news and a little bit of local weather. So this is 90.7 FM WGXC. Stay tuned with us, y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The number of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths recently has been troubling, and that's before the Omicron variant has arrived here. On December 16th, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan talked about the impending wave that's about to hit the Hudson Valley in his weekly COVID-19 address on social media.
We've seen cases somewhat stabilized the last few weeks in Ulster. Those are cases and infections that we're largely attributing to the Delta variant, and that seems to have somewhat leveled off thanks to all the actions we've taken. However, unfortunately, the Omicron variant emerging in other parts of the world is now clearly has made its way to the U.S. and most concerningly made its way to New York City. And my message as we head on into the holidays, which is not what we want to hear, but it's what we need to hear. We need to really brace ourselves and be ready for an Omicron wave that is making its way and has already to a certain extent made its way into New York and into the US. We have a really narrow window where we can still take some proactive action around the Omicron variant. The most important thing that we can do is to get our booster levels up.
Ulster County is the first to give out free COVID-19 test kits. Ulster officials started handing them out this week and continue next week for several locations, including from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. December 20th at the Socrates Senior Center. Meanwhile, Greene County officials reported another COVID-19 death on December 15th. They also reported 34 more cases December 15th and 45 more on December 16th. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the death was a vaccinated woman in her mid-60s who had severe comorbidities. Greene County officials have taken no action recently to stop the spread as case counts have risen, and they say they will not enforce Governor Kathy Hochul's recently announced mask mandate. Columbia County officials reported 25 more cases December 15th and 43 on December 16th. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that Greene County officials are moving forward with plans to build an addition on the back of the county courthouse in Catskill to house the Greene County Public Defender and District Attorney's Office, as well as the New York State Office of Court Administration. On December 15th, the county legislature released a 186-page request for qualifications, or RFQ, for architectural and engineering services for design and construction. The Criminal Justice Center is to be located on Bridge Street on the site of the former jail that was demolished earlier this year. The RFQ is the beginning of the process, beginning with an evaluation of the space needs of the occupants to determine the overall size of the building. According to the RFQ, the construction budget is to be between $12 and $18 million. Preliminary building evaluations indicate a potential building footprint of 16,000 gross square feet per floor and include the potential for an optional 3,000 gross square foot per floor building on the southern portion of the property that fronts Clark Street. A two-story, 2,160-square-foot garage located along Clark Street and commonly referred to as the Carriage House will be used as part of the new Criminal Justice Center. The RFQ calls for the reuse of approximately 3,500 square feet of historic Ohio sandstone blocks preserved from the old jail. The historic courthouse was built in 1910 and then renovated in 2009. The project timeline starts with the selection of the architectural design team in March 2022, moving on to concept design in May 2022, and construction documents and bidding in August of 2022. Contracts will be awarded to the principal contractors in November of 2022. A 16-month construction schedule is anticipated with a final completion date in June 2024. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Steve Hughes and Paul Nelson are reporting for the Times Union that Albany County is creating an online portal to let residents report violations of the state's new indoor mask mandate, as well as other issues they see involving mask and vaccine requirements. The portal is expected to go live in the next few days. It is part of the county's plan to enforce the state's new requirement, but at the same time, the county does not seem to be looking to immediately punish businesses that do not enforce the mandate. A county spokesperson said on December 15th that any potential issues reported will be reviewed to decide what next steps are necessary. The county intends to work with businesses to educate them on the new policy and/or enforcement. Schenectady County intends to focus on public education about the value of wearing a mask to slow the spread of coronavirus. Aggressive enforcement has not been a central part of the county's response to the virus. When an earlier state mask mandate was in effect, the county cited a few local businesses for violating the rule. Governor Kathy Hochul last week announced the indoor mask mandate, but left enforcement up to local counties. Schenectady County Majority Leader Gary Hughes said the county does not have the money to be the so-called mask police and that the onus needs to be on people to be good citizens. Even before Hochul's announcement, Albany County Executive Dan McCoy and Schenectady Manager Rory Fluman issued a health advisory encouraging residents to resume mask wearing and for private businesses to require it, but they stopped short of mandating the practice. He said this week that educating people about the importance of masks and vaccinations remain the top priority. McCoy expressed some frustration that other counties in the region were not offering a similar message. He said, and I quote, "We haven't been able to do all that to get everyone in sync to come up with the same message," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Ted Rimsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Village Police Department said on Wednesday, December 15th, that an arrest had been made in connection with the fight between two Catskill High School students on December 8th. According to Lieutenant Daniel Ware with the Catskill Village Police, a minor was arrested the evening of the fight. Police declined to release the name of the student, citing his status as a minor under the age of 18, nor did they release any details concerning the charges that may have been filed. The video, which was recorded on a cell phone and subsequently posted on social media, shows an unidentified student putting his arm around 10th grader Sean Walters, then shoving him across the cafeteria, launching him across a table, and causing him to fall to the floor. The unidentified student then stood over Walters and repeatedly punched him and stomped on his face before other students intervened to break up the fight. The unidentified student's mother has declined comment on the incident. The boy's father, Troy Walters, said the district did not contact him in the immediate aftermath of the altercation and that he found out about the fight when his daughter sent him the video. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather with meteorological conditions for Greene and Columbia County and beyond for Friday, December 17th. And early this morning, we see a steep temperature gradient, 38 degrees in Oliveria and 46 degrees in Cheviot. That's going to rise to about 53 degrees around 2 p.m. It will be dry but windy, making it chilly today. Overnight, temperatures fall to 32 degrees. Just after 1 a.m., precipitation comes to the area. For us, it could be snow, it could be rain, it could be freezing rain. So it's time to be ready for anything. Especially power outages if it takes the freezing rain route. Stock up on essentials. Charge your devices. That being said, the current model shows snow falling first, turning to sleet around 10 a.m., then turning to freezing rain after 1 p.m. Travel is not advised tomorrow. A high of only 34 degrees is expected. After dark, more rain is expected to fall, turning to sleet around 10 p.m., then finishing as snow before dawn on Sunday. And Sunday is looking otherwise dry with a high of 36 degrees and windy enough to make things very cold. Expect some storm cleanup to take place. Monday will be dry and cold with a high of 34 degrees. The hottest temperature expected next week is 52 degrees. The coldest temperature expected is 18. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:36 a.m., low tide at 7:48 a.m., high tide again at 1:53 p.m., then low tide again at 8:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 39 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:11 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:14 a.m. Looking way up, we see an M1 class solar flare was released early today. A radio blackout occurred over the South Pacific, and there are three more sunspots ready to blast off in a similar fashion. An incoming solar wind stream is expected to reach Earth on Tuesday. Solar wind speed is currently 398 kilometers per second at 5.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 megahertz for daytime and fair below 30 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 127. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Clubhouse.
All right.
Radio. This is Phoebes. I'm here with DJ Sean Money and our special guest, Brian Z. I'm also finishing up making myself a cup of hot cocoa, if you can hear that in the background, because it's one of those kinds of Fridays.
And so I just got done drinking some Sunny D.
Treat yourself. If you're out there right now listening, just take a minute and treat yourself. You deserve it.
Yeah, maybe it's good to remember that we're coming up on the shortest day of the year, and it's going to get better.
No funny.
That's right. More light every day from here, starting with the winter solstice.
Now, I don't know if it was just me, but the whole time I was listening to The Better Weather, I was hearing a lot of X-Men. Like, I was hearing that X-Men theme song, you know.
Yeah.
I was hearing it. I was peeping it.
How does that make you
feel?
Shout
out to The Better Weather crew.
I love those Catskill Maker people.
Makes me feel like I was younger. Like, that's one thing I like. Like, even though I didn't grow up in the era of, like, that cartoon coming out, I'm happy that, like, I get to experience that cartoon, and it was another reason that made me like superheroes, at least for me.
Very cool. Yeah. No, it's like, it's such a solid concept. 'Cause, and it's, like, universally across time, a relatable storyline. It's like the outcast being the heroes.
Yeah, so good. Durable. Yeah.
Like what's seen as being a monstrous outsider, but you actually have all the secrets to saving society.
Yeah, right. So. Oh, you ever heard of The Fortress of Solitude?
Yeah.
Yeah, this book, but the book by Jonathan Lethem, which is about him growing up in Brooklyn in the 70s, collecting comic books, getting beat up every day on his way to school. Anyway, Phoebes, what you said reminds me very much of that, actually.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, well, to all of our fans out there, hello, hello. This is Clubhouse Radio, and we are... We're having a chill day. We got some good music for you lined up. We've got BZ in the house.
Hello.
What you got?
Wonderful to be here. Shahi, I'm curious to hear what you're going to play today.
So some things I like to play is I like to play Juice because, you know, it's Friday, tomorrow Saturday. We I'm assuming we all a little tired. I'm assuming the people out there that's listening are a little tired. Like, it's just been one of those days. Trying to drunk some Sunny D. Hopefully, we'll kick in a little bit later. Give me a little hyper.
Hyper.
Or whatever. Like, whatever Sunny D does. But wake me up something. Like, make me so I don't fall asleep.
The music can be on a Sunny D scale. It's like, have you had one Sunny D or five Sunny Ds every time you listen to this song?
I'm 1,000.
Sunny D index.
Now, let the audience know more about you. Because they know me, and they know DJ Fee, but what are some things that, like, inspire you to, like, even just get up in the morning?
I love that question a lot, and I really mean that. And I'm here partly because I work for Tobacco Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. It is part of my job to educate youth, specifically 13 to 18 year olds, about tobacco and fun ways. I'm not here to tell anyone to not smoke or even to help quit and someone quit smoking. My job is actually to educate and in fact to facilitate and get teens to do cool projects about towards a tobacco-free norm. However, I think to answer your question in a more holistic way, I would say that what gets me up in the morning is the fact that I had a really difficult time as a teenager.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mind going a little bit into that?
Like, my parents were embarrassed to be seen at the mall with me when I was 14. It was, you know, like, usually it's the opposite, you know?
Yeah. You're a young kid. Mom, I don't want to go to the mall. That's so embarrassing. But for your parents to be embarrassed at you growing up, that's crazy.
I'm glad you appreciate that. And I was in and out of summer school and night school. I didn't quite graduate on time.
Yeah.
You know that term at risk? Well, on some levels, I was absolutely at risk. And therefore, and I made it through okay, so far anyway. But ever since then, that maybe what you would call trauma has stuck with me. And what gets me up in the morning a lot of times is the condition of being an adolescent and thinking about all of the teenagers out there. Not just being vulnerable, being very strong too, but that condition of being a teenager fascinates me. I actually think it's a magical time in a person's life. And I've devoted my professional life to working with teens, partly because of that. I'm also an artist and musician, but I like to work with teens and hopefully just really facilitate and get them to do their own projects.
Yeah. Well, you say you're a musician.
Yeah.
Now, do you have, like, any inspiring artists? Or, like, if you listen to new and upcoming artists, I don't know what you listen to. So, I don't know. Like, what are some things like, that inspire you for music in general? Or, like, yeah.
Can I, if I answer this question, can you answer the same question after? Because I'm really curious.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I'm really curious. And Phoebes as well. You know, I hear what you all play on the radio, but I am so curious to know what you're arch influences are.
All right.
I love this question too. I'll make it short. I'm really into listening to like everything, like especially sometimes stuff I supposedly hate.
Really?
Yeah, and like really putting myself up to like nasty music that makes me mad, and I really do believe that you can make yourself stronger by exposing yourself to, you know, stuff that doesn't, you know, agree with you, you know. And maybe it's partly because I grew up in the Bible Belt. I grew up with church music. I grew up having to go to church sometimes 3 times a week. And I moved to New York City as soon as I can in 1997. I moved from Kansas to New York City.
Okay.
Partly because of music. But to answer your question more specifically, the things that really make me like jump out of my skin, you know, it's all over the map, but it's definitely a lot of like non-commercial stuff that was sometimes like even like Wax Cylinder international stuff that was recorded from before a time that anyone even thought about making money off music.
Yeah.
Folk stuff, you know, like Native American flute music that's recorded on Wax Cylinders. You know, like deeply authentic stuff, all kinds of Smithsonian Folkways stuff, all kinds of early American blues, Delta blues, Robert Johnson, huge influence, Robert Johnson. You know, lots of gospel, lots of especially, you know, black gospel, but also there's some incredibly weird white gospel out there. I have a collection of like 200 white gospel records from the 70s that are totally weird, and most of them are just absolutely terrible and hard to listen to. But I try to make beats out of that stuff. I try to flip, you know, subvert like really bad music and make it into something
better. Make it into something better.
And maybe I'll come back. I'll finish up by saying that I would say, for the past probably like 10 years, one of the people that I listen to like in my studio obsessively all the time, and he's one of the most prolific people out there, and you guys probably know about this guy, is Knowledge. KNXWLEDG Knowledge. His name's Glenn Booth, this kid from New Jersey. Kendrick Lamar, there's a couple of beats on the most recent Kendrick that he did. He's just a prolific, absolute genius beat maker, and he has a couple of different projects, but one of them is he finds acapellas all over the internet and makes beats to them. Just kids like rapping on, but he makes beats to them. He also makes incredible remixes.
Okay.
He's on Stone's Throw, so it's in that, it's like Madlib. He's kind of in that realm. J Dilla, J Rock. Anyway, that's a long answer.
No, you're good.
Question to you though.
All right.
Yeah. What about you?
What are some things that inspire me? You know, I've never really been asked that question. At least, like, not on air.
How does it make you feel? Do you feel overwhelmed?
No. I mean, like, it's different. I like different. Different is cool. Different is funny. Different is fun. Me personally, I've grown up in a black neighborhood. I've grown up with a lot of black artists, all types of unmixed artists, people that have melanin in them. So even gospel. So I was raised around all types of music, all types of genre. And yeah, it's unique. Growing up with something like that, it's very unique. But especially like for all my people, not even just like my melanin people, like y'all people may have heard of him, and this may be a segue.
Okay.
My boy Jacquees.
Okay.
Jacquees, he be one of them bangers. I'm not gonna lie. My mom put me on to Jacquees. We all know.
Your mom did?
Yes, okay. My mom. My mom is one of my biggest inspirations besides my grandfather that sadly passed away. But besides that, we're going to get into this.
Okay.
It's 2:30 in the morning. Right this time, you know we going in. I have to kiss so you don't throw it in. No, but you get crazy when you're in. I feel like I should be your lover. I should be your friend. All those silly issues made up in your head. Money can pay for your time, but it's not love. And love cannot pay for that shit that I bought ya. Swear to God, I should be gone, be alone. Cause I'd rather be with you and all your booze. I'd rather be with you and all your booze. I'd rather be with you and all your booze. I'd rather be with you and all your booze. You, yeah, babe. I pay for the did I bought ya, yeah. Ooh, got me up on some drama. Knowing this shit is a problem, yeah. Swear to God I should be gone, be alone. But I'd rather be with you and all your booze. Rather be with you and all your booze. I'd rather be with you and all your booze. Rather be with you and all your booze. You, yeah, babe.
That was, you know, Jacquees.
Dang, that is like the some of the phrasing. It's like beautiful cursive writing.
That's the type of stuff I grew up with. Thought I would give y'all a taste of that.
What else?
Yeah.
What else? What other music?
What other music? What I'm gonna do?
What? One of the things I love, Shahi, is I feel like you've got you bring a mix always of old school
yeah.
and new stuff to the to the radio, which other people your age don't always do. Like you got I can tell you had people who influenced you with music in your life.
Like something I've been told when I growing up. Like I got an old soul. Like I live with my grandparents majority of like my youth, so. Could be because
yeah,
of
that. Shows. It shows. There's an old school streak in you.
But it's 6:30. What we usually do around 6:30 is, you know, listen to the news update around this time and tell y'all what's going on. You gonna get in?
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako at Porcupine Soup that the town of Cairo board voted December 15th not to allow cannabis sales or lounges. The vote was 3-2 with outgoing Supervisor John Coyne and Councilpersons Tim Powers and Mary Jo Cords voting against cannabis sales. and Councilperson Stephen Karlovich and Supervisor-elect Jason Watts voting to allow sales. A standing room only crowd wanted a different decision. Resident Barbara Spoller said, and I quote, "You are our elected officials. You were elected by the people. The people sitting in this room now are clearly telling you they don't want to opt out. As our elected officials, you need to strongly consider what the people in this room who elected you are saying," end quote. Many residents were mad about the tax dollars Cairo was turning away. Sherry B. True, county legislator-elect, said, and I quote, "Great Barrington, within 3 years, I believe, they brought in about $6 million. The town ended up with like $1 million, end quote. New York legalized cannabis in April, and towns and villages have until December 31st to opt out of retail sales and or consumption lounges. Retail sales are not expected to begin until 2023 as regulations are put in place. Coyne said he voted against because all those regulations are not yet set up, while Watts claimed she was listening to the crowd. Watts said, and I quote, 95% said they were for it or they didn't have an opinion. I'm just afraid if we opt out, businesses are going to skip right over us, end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. The New York Attorney General's office doubts whether the state can take back money former Governor Andrew Cuomo made while writing a book in office. Attorney General Counsel Larry Schimmel wrote to the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, and I quote, "There does not appear to be the statutory authority to order payment directly to the Attorney General or for the Attorney General to determine the receipts of such payments," end quote. Jacob wants to recoup about $5 million because a state assembly report found Cuomo used substantial state resources to write the book. Schimmel also wrote that the Ethics Commission requires a substantial basis investigation report before referring recovery matters to the Attorney General and that agencies must show they have exhausted, and I quote, its own collection activity, end quote, before turning it over to the Attorney General's Civil Recovery Unit. Cuomo's lawyers are elated. Cuomo's attorney Jim McGuire said, and I quote, "Jacob's action violated fundamental constitutional rights and flagrantly exceeded its statutory authority. It's not at all surprising that the lawlessness of Jacob's latest unlawful action is being recognized as just that. We remain ready to vindicate the governor before a politically neutral body, our courts," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Coley Callahan reports in the Times Union that four Dutchess County men were arrested for first-degree robbery as a hate crime for targeting the race of their victim. The four men from Dover, Joshua A. Benson, age 40, and Joshua A. Benson Jr., age 23. The other two men arrested are Nicholas L. Gast, age 34, and Darius L. Robinson, age 19, were arrested for the December 6th incident. The robbers allegedly took jewelry and one with a handgun fired a single shot. No one was seriously injured. If convicted, the four face a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. Darius Robinson and Joshua Benson Jr. were jailed with a $50,000 cash bail, $100,000 secure bond, or $200,000 partially secure bond, while Nicholas Gask and Joshua Benson were jailed without bail. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
We're back.
Hello,
hi.
Hello, hello.
All right.
Hey, there. Y'all.
Hi, Thebes. You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Right. Back, and if you're listening, this is Clubhouse Radio. I'm DJ Thebes.
DJ Sean Money / Engineer, and our host. Well, guest.
Brian Zimmerman, a.k.a. BZ. So nice to be here. We're live.
All right, now before we got into the, you know, before we got into the better and better weather and news update, we were talking about music, right?
Yes.
So you wanted to know, excuse me, you wanted to know the more type of music I listened to and I grew up around,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's another one that my mom put me on to, an oldie but a goodie, and especially for my moaning kings and my moaning queens and all types of people, you know. You probably been in a car ride, you know, listen to this once, twice, maybe 1,000 times. You know, the boy, Jada Kiss.
Already know it's, and I ain't even in the game, but as soon as something happened, who the first one they blame is, you your time, you a lame, stop mentioning my name, my nigga, why you worry about, I'm in a group meeting, they took pick from us, now it's just Looch peeing, I'm the one they call on, gotta feed the family, if not, then it falls on, who else, this is real talk, funeral arrangements, whoever put their paws on, who be in a Wrangler, off-road, nigga, with the roof and the doors gone. And who else be in the field, front line, till the war's gone. What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about. Who can go the distance? Who's underrated? Who's the most consistent? Who get the real love? Yeah. Who the girls love? Huh? Who the jails love? Jada. Good, good heart. A lot of lives were saved by. Salute. Bad boy, rough ride. A lot of money was made by. Real talk. Large bag from Steve Style, commercial with AI. Good looking. One of the last of the OGs to stay fly. Wah. Who else you know went at it with Beanie and 50 besides? Who? Even threatened to throw a refrigerator at Diddy, my guy. What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is. What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is. What they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about is what they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about. Who started off moving that work? Put you in the black hearse, never had a whack verse. Now think, don't react first. Ain't a wild nigga, but it still let his gap burst. Never got his just due. Does everybody feel like that? Or is it just you? Huh? I don't know, sometimes I look in the mirror and be like, I don't even trust you. Nah, just me. What they talking about?
Now. That was a little taste, you know. Just a little one.
Mesmerizing.
But, yeah, we don't just play old school around here. Now, that was about me. Now, back on to you or back on to DJ Feed. Whoever want to go first, it's up to y'all. But actually, I'm going to let DJ Feed go first, because we ain't hear a lot from him.
What you want to know? Am I answering the same question? Musical inspiration?
What's your opinion on it?
I would love to know, Phoebe's.
Opinion on the song. Opinion on your music taste.
All right, I'll segue from Jada Kiss. I mean, it's just so smooth. It's just so smooth. This is like a meditation at some point. Jada Kiss. Like that me, every time that me runs through me, I'm just like, yes. It's just like it's love music. like, you know, and I don't even mean love make it. I just mean love. Like there's just something about, like, you could tell an artist who like like just love, like makes for the makes for the sake of love, like wants to perpetuate a feeling of love in the world. Jadakiss like checks the mark. So I appreciate you, Shahi.
No problem.
Yeah, me. Oh man, you know, it's funny. I'm trying to turn on my like ancient MacBook I haven't turned on in like 2 months because I remember that I had this spreadsheet of concerts that I went to in my early 20s. I had to like write it
myself.
I spent all my time. I like that was to me the equivalent of like going out to like, you know, out with friends to dinner or to a bar or something on a Friday, Saturday. I went to a concert, $15-$20. I lived in DC. They had great venues and great artists actually.
Wow.
And so for me, music does it for me if it makes me want to move. And there's a lot of ways that can happen. And sometimes the movement's internal, like it makes my molecules like almost like pop off inside of me. That's the best kind of feeling of movement. Like it actually takes me on like a trip. I want lyrical ingenuity and meaning. Like in that, like storytellers always get me.
Dang, I love your criteria. Keep
going. Yeah, and then social justice is like a third element to me. Like what, like, and I mean that in like the least sort of politicized version of the word. Just like somebody who's like trying to alter consciousness in the world, right? Like there's a purpose to the music that like that doesn't even have to be lyrics. That's like when those threes come together, it's like a perfect trifecta. And like I don't need all three all the time, right? But like, I'm not super broad in my genres in some ways. I kind of always default back into like alternative rock and then rap hip hop. And then I really like love and appreciate like older, kind of what you were saying, BZ, like original like folk music, original like blues music. Like I have a harder time with modern interpretations, a lot of stuff. I was kind of laughing when you were describing your 70s collection of like bad white gospel music. I've always loved Jack White, and I feel like he's a product exactly of that genre of music.
very good call. Yeah.
He like totally is always working in gospel elements and stuff,
but in a know, good like, way in I see him as a very good agent.
I love Jack White. And most of it's but the Dead Weather is one of my absolute favorite bands of all time, which is a collaboration between him and the Kills. I love
cool
just like heavy bass lines, hard hitting. I want to just feel like I'm getting hit hard by the beat the whole way through, that it's just like pouring through my body. And the live music was always part of that. Like I was, you know, the person who'd want to be like right on the speaker, like literally vibrating through me. And like I think I've shifted, like honestly the radio show has shifted me more into more appreciation, deeper appreciation of like rap and hip-hop. And like so for me, it's like it's the same sort of combination of things. That is like message, like beats, and like music that hits, and then lyrics that just like take me on a journey, you know. And so like I kind of love everything that's coming out of like J. Cole's Dreamville Records, group JID.
I realize doing the radio with you, that's mm-hmm. something you gravitate more towards.
What is?
Like J. Cole and all them, Jadakiss.
I was just telling Shahi about D Smoke tonight, who I really, really love. Stuff is just so hard hitting, and like it just like brings such a deep message to Big Sean. I'm into who doesn't love Kendrick, right? You have to like not be human, I think, to not like Kendrick Lamar. But but like, so that's some of what I'll like kind of vibe to, and I'll go back and forth, you know, kind of between those things. And I'm also like I'm an album person. Like I have a hard time with I love an album. I wanted to take it on that journey. So I'm kind of like somebody who will like love a first album of a group and that's it. Never listen to another thing by them again because I'm just too attached to like how
like
good
first
the first album was. But I was very rarely the kid, like a person who would throw on a playlist mixed with stuff. I would just pick an album that I wanted to like just disappear into for 45 minutes or for hours, depending on my repeat cycle. I listen to the Arctic Monkeys a lot in college. I've seen them 6 times in concert. Yeah, I don't know. That's some of me. I don't consider myself a musician because of so I'm totally on the like respect and inspired by sort of side of things. But yeah, that's some of me.
Well,
awesome. I want mixtapes from both of you when you have time.
Alright. Well, totally. We've been getting to a lot of old school. So what about some new school? Down?
Yes.
Alright.
Totally.
I listen to how you talk, I can see it that you fake. Where the goofy blame, I can't even conversate. I just woke up to a check, yeah, every Friday. It's one thing if I'ma get it, I'ma get it my way, yeah. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none, yeah. And she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I left my woody and I put my new in the coat. I be on Oceanside rolling on my antidote. I be in all designer walking like I run the show. And you could keep that attitude, I'm on me time. Baby, I don't know what you wanna say. And if you wanna ride, we could take the long way. She never made her mind up, now it's too late. And if you tryna find me, you know where I stay. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none, yeah. And she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I said we gon' be fine, shawty, yeah, you decide. I left my spot and I just took her to the seaside.
Well, yeah, that was Seaside.
Tech is fun.
That was Seaside.
What do you love about Tekka so much?
He's nerdy. He's just a skinny little black nerdy black boy with dreads like that wanted to be like, I don't know, famous. He's a troll. He's funny like
it like gives hope for like
yeah, yeah. Like gives hope for me like if Tekka could make it. That means I could probably make it one day. Feel me? Like
it is so powerful, like, when like music is represented by Tekka.
Tekka was
like,
what, 16? Like, he's like what, 18 now? If I'm correct, if I do my little
did
search.
He have braces quick in the beginning?
Yes, like, he did.
He yeah. Okay. Totally. No, that's so rad. I love when people flip the perception of what an artist should look like or be on it.
Oh head. Yeah. As of right now, he's 19. But yeah, like it make me feel like if an artist that isn't that far from me and is could do it and make music and people play his music on the radio or he has 100 hits on a billboard or whatever, that mean like that must mean there must be hope for me. So yeah, like I'm just waiting for God to put me to the right direction. But it's not just Lil Tekka that draws to me. Like I like Polo G. Like Polo G is another one for me. Like this dude right here, that's my, you know, aka the GOAT. But we don't gotta argue about that. But yeah, like he just another person that draw to me. Like he was another person that I, not to inspire to be, but like a part of his music, a part of Tekka music, and a part of other people that I listen to, I would love to put what they do in my music.
Okay. So you kind of see, like, it's like they are in some ways like talking at your, like speaking at your level.
Yeah.
Messages that you would be sharing, like, would make sense for y'all to collab on a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're coming at it from the same. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Jadakiss growing up, he probably had some rappers he looked up to make him get into it, or he probably has some friends to help him get into it. Like,
yeah, if no one does it alone, right?
Yeah, like, it's never done alone. There's always something or someone or anything to inspire you to get into a genre that you like. Like, I'm sure, like, DJ Feed, there had to be something, at least according to your life, even if it wasn't planned, or you was like, I want to do this. Like, it had to be something to lead you to your job category, and I'm doing the same thing for you. Like for me, like, it's radio. I like doing sound equipment. I like doing things like this. Hopefully, one day in the future, it will lead me to something like this, like making my own music. I could become a producer for anybody, you know. The future.
Right.
The future is, that's all it is. The future, like, no one know. Unless exactly. Someone got a time machine. If so, hit me up, please. Tell me, so that way I can know my future, please.
There's all these unknown people in the music industry, right, who are, like, just behind the person whose face you see, right? Like, are making the magic happen around.
There's always going to be someone behind the face. It's always going to be someone behind the face.
Busy, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Check that mic.
Hello.
There we go.
Oh, no. Thank you. I'm bugging.
I got you. I can tell on my end. What were you saying, though?
Well, I was just saying, of course, the whole producer versus rapper differential in hip hop, where there's just, you know, so frankly, so little limelight on most people who are making, you know, the music part of
it.
And as somebody who at least tries to make beats, the skill set is enormous. I mean, you're drawing from everything. And there's all this nuance, of course, to it in terms of, especially when you're making beats for certain rappers and certain sensibilities, or you know exactly right how to leave open space for somebody. And it's all just really, like you said, Phoebs, a behind the scenes, just behind the scenes thing, you know,
in terms of name
recognition.
Right, behind the scenes, but essential. Like, you take out that person and you don't know that song anymore.
Yes.
Like, not remotely. It disappears. It's kind of incredible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I do think, like, beat making, the subtle hooks and, like, just the psychology, it's like, it runs the subconscious, like, underneath the lyrics in this way that you do it right can just, like, level up a song.
Oh my God, it's so flattering to the rapper, right? It's so absolutely flattering and just... Exactly, it frames them. It's everything. Yeah.
And the opportunity for, like, drawing in references, deep cut references, like, it's good. It's good stuff.
Like, yeah, like even just a subtle beat, like as of right now, like, I don't know if y'all hear it, but there's even a subtle beat playing behind us right now as we talk.
Oh yeah,
subtlety is the key to everything.
That's. So,
our majority of things.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
It took me
totally
way too long to learn that, actually. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, for those of you who've been along on the ride for us, this is Clubhouse Radio. We've been live. DJ Sean Money and BZ down at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse, which is open, available if you're 12 to 18. Need a space to hang out, be yourself, make some connections. We kind of do it all, from literally just chilling on the couch. You need a place to just be quiet and have some Wi-Fi, to putting on a radio show.
Just making music, doing your homework or whatever. And I just want to say, all views and expression advised. It's Clubhouse opinions, and we do not speak for these other people. These are our opinions. And that's it. If you like them, you like them. You don't like them, I'm sorry. You could always leave and come back. We got many shows y'all can listen to.
This is real, organic, uncanned, unedited conversation here.
Yes, live. That's something I love. No one perfect. You make mistakes.
I do wanted to step in really quickly and tell everyone out there who hasn't been to the clubhouse that it is one of the most comfortable places. It's a come as you are place. It feels full of creativity. And I'm actually very jealous, I have to say. Well, there was nothing like this when I was a teenager.
That's the first time I heard that.
I'm sure you hear that a lot from older people. It is a wonderful thing to live in the era of the youth clubhouse, and I really mean that.
That warmed my heart a little bit. I'm happy I found this place when I did, because, like, my friend put me on. Like, one of my past friends that put me on that I still see in school sometimes. Like, even though I'm not as close with him, I sometimes just see him in the hall and be like, hey, what's up? Hi, how you been? But, yeah, that's what happened in life. And only thing I could say is we got 4 minutes of our show left. Now, it was grateful having you. I loved having you. I loved your energy. It was mad fun. I hope to have you on the show again very soon in the near future.
What a privilege. It's wonderful to be here. Anytime, please. Yeah. We can talk about whatever. Yeah. Some point, we can talk about tobacco. We can talk about what I do. But really, I'm here for you all. So hit me up.
Thank you, and I'm flattered. Now, what we finna do, we finna listen to some Juice WRLD and Kid LAROI. Now, rest in peace to Juice WRLD. I'm not even sure what Kid LAROI doing this now in day and era, whatever. But what we're going to do, we're going to listen to the little last bit of this song. DJ Fee, you wanna say your byes now?
Yeah, I'll say my byes now. DJ Sean Money, I appreciate you every time we do this. BZ, this has been great. I'm so excited about the connections we're building. Yeah, and thanks y'all for just being on the same wavelength for a chill Friday. So shout out to everyone out there who needs a chill Friday. Shout out to 90.7 FM WGXC for making this radio show possible. Community radio. If you don't know about it, check them out. Stay tuned on this station. You won't regret it.
Well,
that's what I got. Hope everyone has a really awesome weekend.
And we gone, you feel me? Deuces, bye.
I don't wanna do that, it reminds me of you. Cut off all my friends cause they remind me of you. I can't drink again cause I'm reminded of you. I don't wanna do shit that reminds me of you. Everything and everywhere reminds me of you. I know we can't be together ever again. You told me this forever, I ain't no forever could end. You had me f***ed up, had me thinking I would die if for you. Got me f***ed up, can't believe I was so blinded by you. But I don't wanna cry. Got my finger on the trigger and I'm thinking about a homicide. I feel like I could die. Maybe if it was all over, I could have you in another life. I can't play that song cause it reminds me of you. I can't watch that show cause it reminds me of you. I can't even go there, it reminds me of you. I don't wanna do that, it reminds me of you. Cut off all my friends cause they remind me of you. I can't drink again cause I'm reminded of you. I don't wanna do shit that reminds me of you. Everything and everywhere reminds me of you.
Gotta step out for some fresh air. Posted in the club, saw you pull up with your rebound. Remind me again, who kicked who out whose house? Remind me again, who's f***ing on who now?
Fighting for my heart and baby, I never lose. No, I can't get high cause it reminds me of you.
If you ever needed me, girl, I was flying to you. Told you that I loved you, girl, I wasn't lying to you.
Fighting for my heart and baby, I never lose. No, I can't get high cause it reminds me of you.
If you ever needed me, girl, I was flying to you. Told you that I loved you, girl, I wasn't lying to you.